Chiefs and Big Joe, 2 o'clock hour, 102.5 The Game. On this Friday, we're at Chiba Hut in Clarksville, 419 Riverside Drive. You can come by, see the Cats Trophy, also get some great food. We have been feasting here for the last little bit. I'm excited about that. We always like, we are the people show, right, Joe? We want to tell you about cool things coming to our city, and that is the Champions Tournament, which is from World Bass Enterprises. It is coming to our city on Old Hickory Lake in Hendersonville, October 28th through November 1st. And to talk more about that, we bring in Dalton Smith, who joins us now. Dalton, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are y'all doing today?
We're doing fantastic. This is pretty cool. The Champions World Bass Tournament that is coming to our Hendersonville, our area, with $3.25 million on the line. It's a four-day event. Why Nashville? And tell us a little bit more about the Champions 2026.
Yeah, why Nashville, man? It's just a great city, right? It seems like everybody is wanting to go to Nashville just for all the opportunities you get to have there to do things with the family and friends. You know, you got Broadway. So our tournament's on Old Hickory Lake, which is in Hendersonville, correct, there. But we're having our expo at the Gaylord Opryland as well. So it's free to the public to attend. It's all 3 days of the competition day, so October 29th through the 31st there. So we're excited to come to Nashville.
So this is, when you talk about bass fishing, I mean, this is like the best of the best competing against each other, right?
Yes, sir. So we have two professional fishing leagues, mainly right now, the Bass Pro Tour and the Bassmaster Elite Series. So we're taking the top 25 AOI out of Angler of the Year points out of both of the leagues and plus regular season winners. So it'll be the most competitive field that the professional fishing world has really ever seen. And they're competing for the biggest purse, you know, with $1.25 million being first place.
And also, I know Randy Moss, the NFL Hall of Famer, is a big supporter of this and is the official ambassador for the Champions.
Yes, sir. Yes, it's been great working with him and his team over there at Chasing 10. Brian and I got to fish with Randy this spring for a couple weeks, and we got to put him on his first 10-pounder on artificial lures down here in West Texas. So it's been great seeing all of his guests come on the show, Chasing 10 with him, and it's been great working with Randy and his team over there.
We're talking to Dalton Smith on the Champions World Bass Tournament. Dalton, I understand that our good friends over at the scoreboard of the Natural Palace is it's kind of your home party base for this event.
Yeah, so Barrett over at the Nashville Palace, man, we're going to have our media day there. And so lucky, you know, we've been working closely with them over there throughout this whole event. And it's a great place to be right there in front of where our expo is taking place. So it's perfect area.
Oh, yeah. We love Barrett Hobbs and the gang at Scoreboard of Nashville Palace. All right, explain to me, Dalton, this Average Joe Angler Sweepstakes that's happening, because I find this really cool when it says two everyday anglers, regular Joes, will get to fish head-to-head against the world's top 50 at the Champions, this event. How cool is this? And explain more about what's going to go on here.
Yeah, man, so if you head over to our website, worldbassenterprises.com, go to the pay-per-view, you'll be able to see what the Average Joes is all about and what that means. So we're picking two lucky winners to, you know, man or woman, and they're going to get the opportunity to literally experience everything that the professional angler is going to. If you're one of the lucky winners, I mean, last place is $8,000 in your $3,000 credit card. So you're paying $50 to enter in the Average Joes. You're getting to watch all of our live stream, and we have all these amazing giveaways, such as the Average Joe. And they'll get to compete for $1.25 million for first place. And, you know, we hear it all the time, right? There's a lot of amazing anglers out in the country that we never really get to see their talent. So it's going to be really cool to see who gets drawn. And, man, you know, Brian just wants to give back to the fans of the sport and give them an opportunity of a lifetime with this Average Joe.
I think it's great. Again, the Champions World Bass Tournament, Dalton Smith is with us. This will take place in Hendersonville, Old Hickory Lake in Hendersonville. So, like myself, I mean, I don't know how to fish, but can I enter this? But you want, like, good anglers, right? You don't want my dumb ass out there doing this, do you?
Well, man, it's called the Average Joe's for a reason, right? There's some really good experienced anglers out there that fish on a semi-pro level that are, you know, eligible to qualify. Yes, Yes, sir. You're eligible to qualify, right? If you fish five tournaments in your lifetime, there's a couple of rules, you know, 18 years or older, stuff like that. It's pretty easy to find there on the website. But man, yeah, that's what we're calling, right? It would be awesome whoever wins it, whatever experience level they're at, it's just going to be. It's going to be awesome to watch them compete with these pros. So,
Dalton, what is it about? I mean, look, it's male, female, black, white, young, old. It doesn't matter, but people love to fish, right? And it brings
yes, sir.
Me
yard. Yes,
people always talk about fish with my grandpa, fish with my dad, fish with my uncle. I mean, this is so underrated and so beautiful. And this is great that it's coming to our area.
Yeah, man, you're right. I personally, you know, got out here in West Texas and I get anglers from, you know, 10 years old all the way up to 80 that just love, you know, we all love it for the same reason. We're passionate about the outdoors and how bass fishing brings us together. And, you know, the Champions Tournament is going to be a great celebration of the sport of bass fishing, right? The biggest tournament ever in history as far as the field, the payout, and we're coming to Nashville, Tennessee, which, you know, arguably could be one of the hottest cities in the country right now. We're very excited. We've got a lot of events going on that week. We have the WBE Concert 250, who Riley Green is going to be performing live with the Pinnacle in downtown with the Randy Houser opening. So
nice.
We've got a lot of events. It's basically a 5-day event, and yeah, man, it's exciting.
It's going to be a cool event. I know we're going to be talking more about it as it gets closer. But Dalton, thanks so much for joining us here today, and we look forward to talking closer to October 28th when you guys come to town.
Yeah, man, thank you so much for having us on. Just a reminder for everybody there that the activities at Saunders Ferry Park, where the launch and weigh-ins taking place, is free for the public to attend, and also the expo, so come see what our vendors have for sale. You know, it's the all-outdoors expo, so we're going to have all the endemic people there, hunting, fishing, camping, you name it, it's going to be there. So come check out everything that they have to offer there at the expo. I really appreciate y'all having us on, and I can't wait to talk to you again.